You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from German-born and New York City-based harmonica and vibes player Hendrik Merkens, an album he put out on Zoho Music in 2022, working with the Köln WDR Big Band. The album Samba Jazz Odyssey, we heard the track Choro, solos from pianist Billy Test, trombonist Ludwig Nuss, and trumpet player Ruud Bruls. Before that, a new album just released from Harlem-based saxophonist Christopher McBride, the album Ramon. We heard the track Intimacy, a track featuring a guitarist Morgan Burrs, a set of 13 originals. And the set started with music recorded out west in Langley, BC, from flautist Tom Keenlyside and his quartet, music off Cellar Live Records. Off the album Fortune Teller, we heard Cutting Time. Miles Black on piano, Miles Hill on bass, and Bernie Arai on drums. Well, we'll head into our final set with some music from Billie Holiday. This is You Can't Take That Away From Me.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, keep the memory of your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. Thank you.
We're going out this week with new music just released from bass player Ben Wolfe off of his album Unjust. We heard the track Bob French, a reference to the late jazz drummer and radio host, with Orrin Evans on piano, Nicholas Payton on trumpet, Nicole Glover on the tenor, and Aaron Kimmel on drums. A new album just released from trumpet player John Bailey before that, someone with a long career as a sideman, but his debut as a leader was in 2018. This is his third album off of Time Bandits. We heard How Do You Know? Pianist George Cables, bassist Scott Coley, and drummer Victor Lewis. And the set started with music from Billie Holiday, They Can't Take That Away From Me. I took that off of a 1992 compilation that Verve put out, Billie's Best, a track featuring trumpet player Harry Sweets Edison and tenor player Ben Webster. Hey, I'd love to hear from you folks. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. Otherwise, that's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information, on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor, signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
My name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
On campus, the Soka organization, along with members of the community, opened Black History Month with a ceremony that included explaining what has led up to now.
I'm going to speak quickly about Black History Month in Canada from 1960s to the present. Black people face discrimination in Canada in housing, employment, and access to public services. Many restaurants, hotels, and movie theaters refuse to admit and serve Black Canadians. In 1967, Canadian immigration policies changed. Immigrants were accessed in terms of education, skills, and employment prospects, regardless of race, ethnicity, or nationality. Racial discrimination has been illegal in Canada for many years. However, many people argue that systemic racism continues. Also known as institutional racism in social and political institutions. This includes continued harsh stereotyping of Black communities and resistance to include Black history within the Canadian history in educational curriculums. Harmful practices such as policing, like racial profiling, police carding, as well as underrepresentation and inclusion in political sectors and in senior business positions. Statistically, Black Canadians are more likely to be unemployed, have a lower average income than other Canadians. They're also more likely than any other racialized minority to be the victims of hate crime. Black Canadians and other allies continue to challenge racism and inequality in Canada through legal challenges, social media campaigns, protests, and movements like the Black Lives Matter. With all these unfair treatments of members of the Black community, our theme for Black History Month this year of Black resistance finds its importance.
At CGSF, we are taking the opportunity to celebrate Black History Month and acknowledge why it is important to do so.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.